Right. Mall manager Steve Lomas for BBC London. Steve, I suppose two different sides and two different ways of sort of having a look at that game already. The second half in particular, difficult to actually judge.
Yeah, very much so. I think that the problem we have got is, you know, do you keep your regulars 90 minutes? And we've picked up a few little injuries which haven't helped. So you're really about protecting them and getting them 60 minutes. Obviously, then we've had to change it and bring in quite a few trialists, probably more than you would really like. And it becomes disjointed. You've got to throw a few youngsters in that have played against Canva the night before. So it's almost to be expected. But obviously, never nice to lose. But, the main aim was the boys... That are going to start the season get 60.
I mean, results. This is pre-season. Yeah. It's about actually getting some football in the legs, isn't it, at this stage, and planning that. Yeah. Is that you've done 45 minutes, 60 minutes? Yeah. I mean, the aim is to get 90 minutes out of most of your first team by the Vallecano game.
Yeah, that would be our aim. Obviously, we got Gillingham on Saturday, and it's about making sure there's a progression, and we'll look to do that against Gillingham, and hopefully not to have to make as many changes as we had the second half.
Satisfied with the sort of games that you've got, because I know some teams, for example Dagenham and Redbridge, are playing something like 9 pre-season games. And how important is it for you to get the balance right between the training sessions and the games?
Well, it is, but obviously when you pick up a few injuries, it's difficult. It sort of puts you on the back foot a little bit, and you end up starting to try and protect the players that you've got in the building, and that's what we had to do tonight.
Still looking for a few faces though to come in on a permanent basis.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we certainly will, and we'll be up and that and trying to get a few in the building that obviously are more permanent.
How difficult is that when you're obviously trying to prepare a squad at the same time? I mean, it means you're working all hours.
Yeah, it does. But listen, that's the job. That's all part and parcel. And we just want to make sure that the players we bring in permanently progress the team. And like I say, we'll be working all hours to try and secure that.
What are the niggles and knocks that have been picked up so far like?
Well, obviously Lee Martin's had a bang on the knee against Crawley. Liam Trotter's had a little clean out of his knee, which was from a problem from last year. They're the little issues that we've got. Shane Larry, tweaks a thigh coming back from the end of the season. So little things that you don't need, but you've got to deal with it and move on.
And suddenly we've had a heat wave in this country, and okay, we're expected to be warm in the summer, but it's maybe even warmer than we would have thought. Has that had an effect on training schedules at all?
No, not really. It's just, listen, we're just geared it towards the games, 45, 60, training, in between, and trying to get some fitness. But like I say, it's difficult when you've got to bring in so many trialists to sort of fill in the games, and never easy for them, but never easy to make so many changes. And like I say, it was almost to be expected that it would become disjointed.
Okay, brilliant. So